just to be able to get on here and get these takes off recklessly. I don't need to be held to any type of ethical standard. No thanks.
Airing every day from noon to 3.
But the one thing I do remember were the different rules for public figures, right? When it came to slander, when it came to, like, the tabloids get, like, a bypass with celebrities because, they're public figures.
On 1340 WKGN.
That was, like, the whole Hulk Hogan's basis of his lawsuit was, like, yeah, Hulk Hogan's a celebrity. Hulk Hogan's the one with the 10-inch penis. Terry Bollea, he's a real person. He's not a celebrity. He's got a 4-inch penis.
Well, it's not mine, because mine isn't that size. But we were discussing the length of Hulk Hogan's. I do not have a 10-inch penis. No, I do not.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
Hour 3 kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. Dispatch of Headlines brought to you by Iris Networks. IrisNetworksUSA.com. If you're a business owner, go check them out. Give them a call, 865-448-IRIS. They're a local Tennessee business that could take you all around the globe with their premier fiber network. Step your internet game up. You can take your office with you on the go through their app. We know that you're working all over the place these days. You're working from home. You're working. Sometimes you go to the office. Sometimes you're in the car. Sometimes you're flying. I don't know what you're doing. Maybe you're going to the park. Social distancing at the park. Can you do some work? I don't know. Take your office with you. You can do that. And when you make the switch, make no payments for 90 days. Iris Networks USA. We're in it for the long haul, and we'd give up forever to touch you. Hour 3 headlines. Cam Black, Collision Course. Right meow.
All right. Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
We kind of mentioned yesterday that NCAA canceled D3 championships. They also ended up following up last night and canceling the Division II championships as well for fall.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of starting to trickle up. Still no word on, you know, the Division I stuff, except for they did announce they're going to move back the rankings of the college football playoff. They're going to move back the release of the rankings 2 weeks from December 6th to December 20th. But I guess that's kind of because, you know, a lot of teams are changing their conference championship games to around the 12th through the 19th of December. They kind of, you know, coincided with that and decided to also move the rankings back as well. The rest of the championship stuff, though, is still supposed to be the same time frame for the playoffs, you know, with like January 1st through 11th and things like that. So that's supposed to stay the same. But as of now, the rankings have been pushed back to kind of just match up with those conference championships.
Okay. So they had made that rule, if we're not going to have 50% of our teams, we're not having a championship. Well, you know, that might have played into it, but also, like, there's something, like, to consider. Like, we cover big-time college football, right? We cover big-time college football here in Knoxville, in the SEC. But what you saw with UConn and what you're going to see with some of these smaller programs, because even, like, Conference USA and, like, the mid-tier conferences, I think they have until, like, the middle of August to make their decision because they're going to have a tough decision. Like, these tests, these coronavirus tests aren't going to be cheap, right? Like, if you're testing 200 people a week type of thing between all the players and everyone that's around the players.
And, like, SEC, for example, is doing 3 tests a week.
Right. Like, I don't know if that's feasible for those, you know, smaller conferences, but still, like, you know, those tests are, let's just call them $100 a pop. Like, that gets expensive.
Yeah, quick. So
if you're needing the quick turnaround that they need, it's something to keep an eye on. Because, like, for some of these schools, it just might not be, you know, just financially feasible to make happen.
Yeah, I'm sure they're crunching the numbers right now, trying to figure that stuff out.
Crunch, crunch, crunch.
Speaking of that, speaking of the smaller conferences, the Mountain West announced their revised sports thing. They were kind of going, I think they were going 8 games. They're going 8-game conference schedule with 2 non-conference games starting on the 26th. So that seems to still be, you know, the model almost everybody's kind of going with now. So it seems like most conferences are going to just kind of follow that.
Okay.
Also in college football, you know, we had the whole Pac-12 unity group and things like that, and how Larry Scott had been basically like, oh, no, we're not going to meet, yada, yada, yada. Well, yesterday, the leaders from the Pac-12 group were kind of still, like, bothering them about it. and Larry Scott proposed a video conference tonight at 8 p.m., which would include himself, Arizona State's athletic director, Utah's athletic director, and assistant Pac-12 commissioner, and the liaison to the student athlete group. So they're going to try and get a it's not known if the group actually accepted the meeting proposal yet. That hasn't actually officially came out. But if they do, there'll be a meeting tonight at 8 p.m. where they're kind of talk this stuff out and hash it out and
try to figure out what's going to happen.
Yeah, try and get some sort of game plan and see if, you know, if they can pull anything off and meet any of those demands, I guess.
Oh, we're so close to the season supposed to be starting.
Oh, I know, and they're just all now just like, yeah, I guess we'll figure this out.
We're so close to when the season's supposed to be starting, and we don't know what the hell's happening. It's crazy to me. Like, no one knows what's going on. No one knows.
Yeah, no one knows. It's getting pretty crazy, but, oh, yeah. What else? Well, Ron Rivera said that his team will have one advantage by playing no preseason games. Nobody will know what we're doing.
Oh, okay.
He said, nobody knows our game plan once football starts back.
No one on our team even knows what we're doing. We're just going to run out there and see what happens.
So he's confident in the Washington, having a slight advantage. And he also mentions, every quarterback's in that quarterback competition. He's like, I can envision Alex Smith possibly winning that battle. So open quarterback competition, nobody will know. He may not even know right up until week one.
Man, those helmets they unleashed yesterday were sharp. Those helmets look good.
Yeah, they do look pretty good.
They're going to look good on the field.
Yeah,
the Washington football team will look good on the field. Now, whether or not they play good, no one knows.
Yeah, nobody will know. So local news, Knoxville had mandated that bar closure the other week. It got overturned with an amendment to the proposal yesterday night.
Okay.
And they decided that instead of bar closures, they are allowing bars to stay open, but all bars now have a 10 p.m. curfew. So all bars will be closed by 10 p.m., but you are allowed to open back up if your bar, and that should have kicked back off today. I think most bars were back open today, so just some local news there.
Okay.
So good for some of the small businesses that, were kind of struggling with that. And so kind of bigger U.S. news in general, there is a lawsuit against the NRA. A New York attorney general is trying to dissolve the NRA. Citing a lot of different stuff about kind of them using their money wrong and things like that. There apparently was a whole 18-month investigation about misspending and self-dealing allegations and stuff about.
So who's suing them?
The New York Attorney General.
Okay.
Is suing the NRA. And yeah, their goal is they're trying to dissolve the NRA.
Just bankrupt them, I guess, through lawsuits.
Yeah, because apparently they've just been using their money for vacations. Like apparently they spent private jets and flights to the Bahamas and stuff like that. So apparently they've been, the money people have donated to them and things like that, they've just been using it however they see fit. So the New York Attorney General is suing them over that and trying to get that dissolved. So I've seen a lot of people kind of up in arms about that, but yeah, that is going on now.
Okay.
MLB.
Good luck to the NRA.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. The MLB and the MLBPA have agreed on new COVID safety protocols. After the Marlins and Phillies and Cardinals and all that stuff kind of went down, they decided they needed to kind of revamp their strategy here. So they decided to come out with new protocols. And some of the penalties are actually pretty severe. Like, if you don't follow these, you can be banned from further participation for the rest of the season. And it's basically stuff
without
like...
Without pay, I assume?
I haven't seen where that was specified or not, but I would assume so.
Yeah, I would hope it would be without pay. That would make it seem a lot more serious.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
If you're forfeiting the bag.
But it's kind of just some rules like face coverings whenever you're not actually on the field. So that includes dugout, bullpen, face coverings whenever you're in the team hotel, except when you're in your own room. Traveling parties have been reduced even more to just the absolutely essential personnel. Home teams have to provide outdoor covered spaces for visiting teams to encourage people to be outside instead of inside
the dugout. So try to put... Basically, put up a tarp in the. You can put a tarp up in the stands, I guess, and have them sit and like the first six rows spread out, like mm-hmm. you cover them and make sure they're out of the sun.
Yep, you gotta have kind of that same line of thing. You gotta have a area for rain delays that has appropriate social distancing, things like that.
Same tarp.
Yeah,
it protects you from the sun and the rain.
Just most versatile product in the world.
Yep.
The member of the road team, whether player or staff, must inform the team compliance officer if they wish to leave the team hotel for any reason. So they're kind of watching them a little closer on that. And they are now, home team players and staff members are now prohibited from going to, this is just in the guy that was writing his words, bars, lounges, malls, or any other places where large groups gather. So no more hitting the casino like we saw some of the teams do or things like that. But yeah, if you violate any of these rules, you can, after a written warning, you do get a written warning, first of all, but if you do violate the rules, you can be banned for the rest of the season.
Okay.
So baseball's really ramping up they're keeping up with those coronavirus protocols and things like that, trying to not have another outbreak go crazy.
Feel like, that should have been something that they discussed before the year, but either way. Whatever. The season's 20% over. Let's figure it out now.
Yeah. Would you like a quick leader update on the PGA?
Yeah, hit us with the leaderboard update on the PGA Championship, please.
We got a tie for first right now with Martin Kramer and Zach Johnson at -5 through Kramer's through 13 and Zach Johnson's through 12.
All right, those are the big names we want.
Yeah, I mean, right behind them.
Kramer just, I guess, eagled 13 to get to 5-under, so... yeah, big opportunity there.
Yeah, right behind them are Scottie Scheffler and Jason Day at -4. Some other big names. Brooks Koepka, Gary Woodland are at -3. Ty Pfiff, Dustin Johnson as well.
Yep, Dustin Johnson, Finau, Schauffele. So, like, there's some big names there at 3-under.
Yeah.
Tiger is still at 1-under, yeah, I believe.
Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, and Tiger Woods are all at -1 through -10.
Okay.
So still keep an eye on that.
Seems as if none of the big names have had like an abysmal start, right?
Yeah, they're still in the mix.
The last couple of weeks, you can't even really say that because you've had Dustin Johnson shooting 80s. You've had Brooks kind of falling apart at times. So far, all the big names under par that have that have started. So besides Spieth, which
he's back to +1.
He's only one over now, but everyone else besides Spieth, either at par or under par. As they get started in this tournament. All right, good batch of headlines. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. As we talk about college football and the NFL and their... a lack of bubble and how that might hurt them when it comes time for their season. College basketball, or at least a couple of the conferences so far, have discussed using a bubble. The Big Ten and the Big East both have talked about trying to put their people in a bubble. I don't know if that means the entire basketball season, but like, okay.
Interesting.
I can see it. And I guess like if they have a conference tournament, like they'll try to. Will they try to,
I can see a conference tournament far, being a bubble, yeah.
The NCAA tournament, like I can see them trying to put it at one location, maybe.
Yeah, that's way more feasible to me.
Yeah, like instead of doing it in the regular season, that seems really tough, but
that I don't know. Seems almost impossible. I mean, like you could have your students doing online classes and make that work, but then also like I think that's a lot to ask of amateur athletes. I think you'll get a lot of backlash almost for that.
Yeah, that's what Jeff Goodman tweeted out. Jeff Goodman just said the Big East and the Big Ten have been discussing using a bubble for basketball. Which, I mean, I guess basketball is going to have almost a full 9 months to try to figure this out, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
they got time.
From March all the way to, November, December. CBS Sports, I guess, graded the coaches' poll.
Yeah, they came up with some overrated and underrated teams off their like snap reactions of seeing the rankings.
Okay, it's not Wednesday, but we can still play some overrated and underrated. So, what do they got? Who do they feel like? Did they rank them in terms of who the most overrated is? Like who the most overvalued is? Or
no, they kind of just like gave their list. They just kind of named the couple few they thought were overrated and a couple they thought were underrated.
Okay,
so.
Who stands out as overrated on the coach's top 25?
A possible Tennessee opponent. They got Texas A&M as overrated, sitting at number 13.
I mean, I'll be honest, when I saw that you, or when I heard you tell me that Texas A&M was 13, my snap reaction was, that seems too high.
Yeah, coming off an 8-5 year, they went 4-4 in the SEC. They were outscored in SEC play, actually. They lost to LSU and Alabama by a combined 62 points.
Okay.
So, yeah, they're just like, their five losses weren't bad losses, though. Like, it was Clemson, Auburn, Georgia, LSU, and Alabama. So that's not a, you know, pushovers or anything.
None of those losses were embarrassing, although I would ask, like, who are their wins then? Like, who do they actually beat, like, to... I mean, because I get it.
Crazy.
I get it's one thing to say, like, hey, we didn't lose anybody badly, but or anybody that was bad, but, like, did you beat anybody worth a damn, or just, like, did you just...
Not really. They only beat Arkansas and Mississippi by a combined 11 points last year, so they weren't, like, blowing out the small teams or anything.
See, that's kind of my point. Yeah, like, yeah. It doesn't mean much to me if you say you didn't have any bad losses if you, you know, struggled to get by against your lesser opponents.
So they had them as overrated. Also had the other Texas team, Texas, as overrated, sitting number 14. The Longhorns have been trying to save it. They're back for, seems like, the past 10 years or so.
it sucks to have a punchline built in to make fun of you and mock you.
Yeah, like Sam Ellinger is still there, and they always hype him up every year. But we'll see. They're sitting at number 14, so they thought they were overrated. And then they also got their Mack Brown over there doing some wonders recruiting. They think he's overrated with North Carolina at number 19.
I mean, that feels like we can't pencil them in at number 19 already, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
they were 7-6 last year.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I get that they surprised Clemson, and when I say surprised Clemson, they still lost to Clemson, but they gave them a scare.
Yep.
They lost on a two-point, like a failed two-point conversion.
Yeah, at the end of that game. Went for two at the end. Yep.
Yeah. So You played them toe-to-toe. You almost beat them, but still, you lost.
Yeah. I would have been fun, like, sneaking them in at, like, 25, if you wanted to do something like that. But, yeah, I don't think they really haven't proven anything yet. They do have a really good quarterback. I like their quarterback, but, overrated seems to fit them as well.
Honestly, I would have been probably upset if you sneaked them in the top 25 at all, opinion.
Yeah, no, I have no argument against that at all. And then they only had two teams they listed as underrated. One of them was former Tennessee opponent, Oklahoma, who's at number 6. They think number 6 is underrated for Oklahoma.
So if you're saying Oklahoma's underrated, that means you think... I mean, snap reaction, I felt like Oklahoma's going to be better than LSU.
Yep.
If LSU's at 5, like, I feel like, okay, well, Oklahoma's underrated, but only by one spot. Like, I'm not putting Oklahoma in the top 5. Or, excuse me, the top 4. I'll put them at 5. That's as high as I'll put them.
Yeah, their take was just like Oklahoma's like always ends up in the top 4. So I guess they're saying instead of 6, they should be 4.
Okay, but, I mean, head-to-head, I'll take Georgia over them this year, even not knowing what Georgia has at quarterback. Mm-hmm. I'll figure, you know, either Newman or JT Daniels will be at least as good as Fromm was last year, and that was good enough to get them in the top 4. So
yeah, and then we still don't know what Oklahoma has at quarterback yet either. Like, Rattler hasn't been proven yet either,
sure.
But you know they have a good track record of quarterbacks, so wouldn't surprise me if he, you know, turned out good.
But again, I'll take them over LSU next year, so they are underrated. Yep. I think they should be 5.
And then the other underrated team they have is Tennessee.
Hey,
they listed
up,
us as underrated as being unranked. They thought we should be in the top 25 somewhere. They said we finished just outside the top 25 last year.
You can't put a team like Tennessee at 26, buddy. They got to be at least at 25. You are 100% right there.
Exactly. So, yeah, and he even mentioned how we were in the Alabama game for most of the year last year.
Yeah, we were in that Alabama game. People forget that.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. He's like, yeah, we've got a good win streak going.
And I don't want to hear that Tua was out of the game because guess what? Guess what, guys? Tua ain't playing this year either.
Exactly. So, but yeah, he made that argument that, like, yeah, we were competitive in a game like that. We have a win streak right now, and he's like, there's no reason that you can't put them in over a team like Iowa State.
Feels good. Feels good to get some respect. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, shout out Tom Fornelli, I guess.
Big Tom Fornelli fan. Always have been.
Well, yeah, so they was their snap.
That's not true. I haven't always been a Tom Fornelli fan. I usually don't have feelings about Tom Fornelli, but...
Yeah, that was kind of their snap reaction to the polls. So I've seen a couple things like that where people seem
Many people are saying
we're a top 25 team.
Many people are saying we're at least top 25, and putting us at 26 is a blatant
disrespectful
slap in the face.
Disrespectful.
Thank you for someone saying that.
Needed to be said.
Is there anybody you look at, Cam, on that list and have a feeling strongly about either way? Underrated or overrated?
Of the teams they mentioned?
Yeah.
I would agree with the Texas and the Texas A&M. I'm not going to trust Texas until Texas actually does something.
Well, Texas at 14 is not going to jump off the radar to me, because you can go 9-3 and be a top 15 team, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that they'll go at least 9-3.
That's fair. I don't really have an argument with their rankings or the teams they mentioned. I think that's pretty fair. I would say I think LSU is a little high. I understand you're giving them the respect off last year.
Right.
But I don't think they're going to be a top five team again this year.
I have no problem giving them preseason rankings are dumb anyways. It's just a thing to drive interest, to sell magazines, to sell preseason matchups, to networks, and then sell early season matchups. But I'm fine with LSU getting to be a top five team just because they were so dominant last year, and they still have a lot of talent there. But again, I don't expect them to be fifth in the country.
Yeah, something like Cincinnati at 22. Virginia Tech at 24, Iowa State. I think there's other teams you could have had in there over some of those teams. But, I do think Auburn's a little high, too, at 11.
Another bad bogey for Tiger.
Oof.
You got to hit that parpo. I mean, what is Tiger's deal? He did this the last tournament he played, too. He came out and birdied, the two first holes and then just fell apart. At the Memorial? Look at the first two holes, he birdied.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, man, Tiger's locked in. And then, no, he wasn't. Today, he birdied two of the first three holes, and now back to even Steven. Sorry, Kim, to cut you off.
You're good.
Wanted to give the people what they want, which is Tiger updates.
People do love the Tiger updates.
I mean, it was a 6-foot par putt? How far was that?
That's it?
Maybe
right to left.
Yeah, maybe it was longer, but to me it looked like 6 feet.
I don't know. 6 feet, 5-6 feet, something like that.
You got to be careful. Jordan Spieth may be coming for him.
I mean, Spieth might be Tiger, but I don't think you get a box seat at the game just for beating Tiger.
I do not, unfortunately.
Some of these guys, looking like now the leaders, all kind of settling into 5-under.
Mm-hmm.
Ready for the big guns to go off later. All right, Hayden, what do you got for us for this or that? I'm excited to see what your first batch of this or that will be.
It's hard to do worse than my topics, so.
Okay, first up we got: who would you rather have as your NFL head coach, Dan Quinn or Bill O'Brien?
Okay.
Next, we got hamburgers or tacos.
Okay.
And last, we have canned or bottled drinks.
Okay. I'll give you a C- on these topics. It's fine.
C's get degrees.
It's passing grade. It's passing grade. If it was a pass-fail system, you pass. C- though. 5.8 out of 10. So next week, just... you'll go up a little bit. It's fine.
That doesn't work out to a C-, but 5.8 out of 10 is a 58. So
it does on my scale.
That'd be an F.
If I'm a teacher, I have my own scale.
Skewed it down. Yeah.
I have my own scale. 5.5. You now have a D+. You now have a D+ for arguing with the teacher. You want to go for a D-? Or do you want to take a D+? What do you want to do here? The ball's in your court. You want to write some sentences? 100 sentences? You want to go for two? That was my punishment always growing up. My dad was not allowed to spank us after an incident with a cow paddle out on the farm one time. So the courts did not allow my dad to spank us anymore. So then we turned into having to write sentences when we got in trouble.
Dang.
Which was way worse. I was like, can you please just beat me with the belt?
Can
we just get this over with? Can you beat me? Because I would always start out at 500 sentences, and I would say, not writing those. Then it would be 1,000. Then it would end up being 2,000. And then 3 weeks later, I'd want to go to the high school football games. We better write your sentences. Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah, I got the combo whammy. I got spanked, then I had to write sentences after that. So it's hard to write sentences when you got tears in your eyes from getting that whacking. So
I will not disrespect your parents. All right, this or that coming up next. This
got
this.
This.
All right, y'all ready to play the debate segment known as This or That?
Yes, I am excited.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's screw.
First up, who would you rather have as your NFL head coach, Dan Quinn or Bill O'Brien?
Oh, this is an easy one. You got to go Dan Quinn here. Oh, yeah, like, oh, this isn't even really a debate. NFC Championship. When has Bill O'Brien ever won any sort of a conference championship? He hasn't. Dan Quinn has one under his belt. He's been to a Super Bowl. I think that all automatically makes him outclassed. He has a pretty good postseason record. Bill O'Brien, I think, is like 1-2 in the postseason. No success. Who trades away DeAndre Hopkins for David Johnson in 2020 or 2019? Whenever he did. I don't know. This year's been long. But who does that? Dan Quinn would never. He has an unproblematic receiver that he likes to keep tight and close to his vest that he would never trade away. Dan Quinn, easily the better coach.
Okay, first of all, let's separate the GM from the head coach, okay? I think that's a fair request here. We're not judging Bill O'Brien as a GM. We're judging him as a head coach. And in his six seasons, he has a 54% winning percentage. In Dan Quinn's five seasons, he has a 53% winning percentage. Bill O'Brien has won more division titles. Bill O'Brien, in 6 years, has one losing record. He's only had one losing season in 6 years. Dan Quinn, I mind you, coming off back-to-back 7-9 seasons. Now, if you want to get to like who they're actually doing it with, then it really swings in Bill O'Brien's favor because Dan Quinn, who's his quarterback been the entire time? MVP Matt Ryan. We love Matt Ryan. Julio Jones. Great, right? Great duo. You got that, and you're still out here going 8-8 or worse three of your 5 years? 3 of your 5 years, you were 500 or worse. Meanwhile, I'll tell you, Bill O'Brien, he won the division with Brock Osweiler as his quarterback. He won the division with Brock Osweiler as his quarterback. He won the division with Brian Hoyer as his quarterback. Okay?
Can we look at the divisions they're playing in? Until the Titans figured out you could just hand it to Derrick Henry every play and that works, that division has been awful. Of course you can have a higher win percentage playing in that division. Drop the Falcons in that division, we're going to win that division every year. Are you kidding me?
You can't beat the team called the Aints. The team is called the Aints and you can't even beat them. Are you gonna defend and talk about how great the Saints are? Is that what's about to happen here?
No, we beat them.
Because the Bucks suck. The Bucks suck. And the Panthers, you know, have been good for 1 year, so... Unless you're going to sit here and praise how great the Saints are, I don't really know what your argument is.
Well, we have to compete with people like Drew Brees every year. We had Cam Newton every year.
The Saints, until the last 2 years, were like a 7-9 franchise. What are you talking about? The only years the Falcons even won anything is when the Saints were just completely awful. You can't beat a good Saints team. That's it. That's how it goes. When I say beat them, I don't mean like head-to-head in the games. I mean for the division, of course. But I mean like, you know, Dan Quinn had the 1 year, sure. But keep in mind, please, before the Super Bowl year, please keep in mind Dan Quinn gagging a, what was it, a 17-0 halftime lead against the 49ers? Is that what it was, 17-0? And he gagged that game up at home? At home? And keep in mind, yeah, you went to the Super Bowl, but you know what you did? You gagged a 28-3 lead in the third quarter. At least when Bill O'Brien blows a 24-point lead, he does it after the first quarter, not the third quarter of a Super Bowl.
We wanted to give our fans two good quarters of football, and that's what he did. So, but hey, his first year he went 8-8. That was his first year as a head coach. But that second year he went to a Super Bowl.
Dan Quinn is supposed to be a defensive coach. He had to fire himself as a defensive coordinator last year before the defense
that's
could even
play.
That's called
high IQ awareness. He realized my scheme isn't going to work. I need to get a right scheme.
It's called
that's
being
great head coach
it's
management
being
right there.
Completely useless. It's called
that's how you manage your team. You realize you find the problem and you fix it. And after he did that, they went 7-1.
But
that's called good head coach
but
right
how does
there.
How's it feel when you're the problem?
At least he was able to recognize that. Bill O'Brien has no clue he's the problem.
He was the problem. Bill O'Brien won the division last year.
He's about to ruin Deshaun Watson's career.
He's won with Brian Hoyer. He's won with Matt Schaub. He's won with Brock Osweiler. He's fine. He doesn't need him.
I would
one
take Super Bowl appearances.
One losing season in 6 years. Dan Quinn has two winning seasons in 5 years.
With Andrew Luck, that used to
span the vision.
We're not even going to talk about – I don't need help here, Draymond. I don't need attack.
Well, see, look, he needs assistant to argue for Bill O'Brien.
This isn't a tag team situation. Higher winning percentage. And, like, look, let's face it, right? Like, let's – Bill O'Brien has two playoff wins. Not great. But, like, are we really going to sit here and praise Dan Quinn for having three?
Yes.
Like, are we going to act like that's that much of a difference? Like, you've won three playoff games. Like, you only made the playoffs twice. Like, I would rather get to the playoffs every year. Even if you lose, it's fine.
It's hard to go back to the playoffs after appearing in the Super Bowl the year after. That's usually really hard to do. Well, usually there's a changing in the guard.
Well, what was the excuse in 2019?
About not going to the playoffs?
Yeah.
We were prepping for this year.
Oh, prepping for this year. Okay.
Tom Brady to come to our division so we could beat him down and Drew Brees and completely embarrass him this year.
Hayden, I get it may be tough, but you have to separate Bill O'Brien, the GM, from Bill O'Brien, the head coach. Bill O'Brien, the head coach, as much as I hate him, as much as I hated him and his stupid little butt chin, he wins the division. He makes the playoffs. That's what he does.
Bill O'Brien, as the head coach, was okay with what Bill O'Brien, the GM, was doing.
That's irrelevant. Because Dan Quinn's not like he's putting together like great free agency signings. I mean, he's okay with
Dante Fowler coming in, Todd Gurley on a cheap deal. See if he's still got anything left.
Like 8 million?
No, he's getting like 5.
Okay, still 4 too much. Still 4 too much. Dan Quinn also paid Devonta Freeman. Just keep that in mind too.
And then he realized when it was time to get rid of him.
Yeah. After the window
is closed. High awareness level.
After the window is closed. You're giving Dan Quinn some type of credit for realizing all the mistakes that Dan Quinn makes.
Hey, that's the first step in becoming better, is recognizing the flaws in yourself.
The first step of being good is not make mistakes.
Cam, you had something there with Hopkins, but point's going to have to go to John here.
The Cody chair. Oh, no. All right.
Only one less playoff win, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay, next, hamburgers or tacos?
I went with hamburgers just because hamburgers are tastier. Like, you can – I feel like if I eat tacos outside of Tuesdays, I'm really just – what am I doing with my life? You know what I mean? Like, tacos on Wednesday, that doesn't feel right.
It's a good time.
Just one day a week. Tacos, I can eat hamburgers 6 days a week. I appreciate cows. Cows have done a lot for me. I don't know if you see this, Hayden. Cow right there on the bicep. I don't have a taco on there. That'd be weird.
It's like tacos aren't made with beef sometimes.
I was going to say, but wait, aren't tacos made with beef? Oh, no. Yeah, what have I done?
I done? Shout out cows. That's right.
Shout out cows.
Tacos are way more versatile. Think of all, you don't even have to just use beef. You can use chicken. You can use beef. You can use whatever you want. Whatever kind of meat you want to throw in your taco, you can throw in your taco. Topping-wise, any type of topping you want. Doesn't have to just be cheese and meat. You can throw the lettuce. You can throw the sour cream. You can throw whatever you want. Salsa, anything you want on your taco, you can put on your taco. And you can get them any price range. You can get, hey, you say you're feeling cheap, go get a dollar taco from Taco Bell.
Disgusting.
You feeling a little bougier and you want to go get a really nice street taco, go get a nice street taco.
I would like to point out they have dollar hamburgers too. Just want to point that out. You can go to like Wendy's and get a dollar hamburger. Just pointing that out, price-wise, I mean, go ahead.
But the tacos are way more versatile. The tacos are great. You can eat tacos any day of the week. And the best part about tacos is usually when you go to get tacos, you get to also get like a margarita or something with it too. Mm. You also get chips and salsa. It's just a whole experience when you get tacos.
You gotta throw extra things in to spice it up because everyone knows that like two tacos isn't gonna fill you up, you know? So you gotta get all the bells and whistles of let's get you drunk. Let's get you drunk to maybe you'll forget that the taco isn't good enough. Or let's give you chips and salsa to try to fill you up because, again, the taco isn't gonna do a good enough job itself. Interesting.
It's like burgers don't come with fries and stuff.
They don't have to.
You're just ordering just one singular burger.
Go to Five Guys and just get one of those big old juicy burgers, and you don't need a side.
Oh, they give you a whole bag full of fries. They're trying to cover up the fat.
Only if you order the $3 fries. I don't order the $3 fries. I'm in and out.
So you leave Five Guys with one singular burger, and you don't eat anything else with it.
Too much. The fries are too much. The burger fills me up enough. And by the way, you use versatility as a plus. I would say versatility is just a mask that the beef taco isn't good enough to stand alone. The chicken taco isn't good enough to stand alone. So you have to offer all these other options because simply putting beef in the taco wasn't good enough for everybody, so they had to mix it up. You know what people don't have to mix up? A nice burger and two buns.
Yeah, that's why they. That's why there's not turkey burgers and things like that.
That's,
so,
well, time out. No, no, no. Turkey burgers are simply a healthy alternative. That's different. That's not for taste. No one prefers the taste of turkey burgers. It's because we want to be healthier. That's it.
This is America. When have we ever put health first in anything? We are about being an obese country and enjoying our burgers. Good food. We want burgers. Our good food. We don't want healthy food.
The turkey burgers was the first time. That was it. That's when we made a decision. We're going to say, you know what? You know, it's a little bit leaner.
No one has ever been like, you know what? I prefer a turkey burger over a normal burger
You're
because
exactly
of flavor.
Right. You're exactly right. They haven't been because... Because the hamburger is such a classic. You are exactly right, Cam. No one has ever said they want the No one has ever said they want the
exactly.
turkey burger.
So
more.
Nobody needs half your options. The burgers are just all your different variety. Doesn't even happen. Everybody.
Are you going to argue for every taco, by the way? Like, or is it just like a beef taco? What's happening here? Like
every taco. Every tacos. Taco? We have every taco. Hard shell, soft shell. We got any kind of taco you want.
Any type of meat too. That seems a little unfair in terms of just the.
There's shrimp tacos. There's fish tacos.
I love
there's chicken
tacos.
Tacos.
I love
there's
shrimp
beef
tacos.
Because the versatility's unmatched.
Chicken tacos are okay. I mean, do I get to argue like a chicken sandwich? I mean, like, what's happening here?
Versatility is a match. You can't match the versatility of a taco.
Versatility is a mask that is not good enough to stand alone. IMO.
The point's going to go to Cam here.
I feel like the question was a little slanted to Cam, too. I mean, since you didn't specify beef tacos, you know what I mean?
The versatility got you.
Excuse me?
The versatility got you for tacos, I believe.
Okay, that's fine. That's what I said. I'm stuck with one meat, and he gets 18 different
There's a lot
meats.
Of different toppings for burgers, you could have said.
Toppings aren't meat. Toppings don't make the burger.
To spice it up.
The toppings don't make the burger. The burger makes the burger. The meat makes the burger. Everyone knows
All
that.
All right.
Throw an egg on there, though. That's good.
Canned or bottled drinks?
I gotta go bottle here. Have you ever had a... You ever been to, like, the World of Coke? You go to the World of Coke, they hand you a bottle at the end of your tour. Not a can, because the bottle hits different. There is something different about drinking it out of a bottle. It just has a completely different feel.
You're talking about a glass bottle? You're not buying glass bottles in the store, though. They're just going with nostalgia there.
Buy them at the store.
Yeah,
and it's
but
like
not
a special
really.
Treat.
Yeah, but not really. Like, are we arguing about, like, glass bottles or Coke or plastic bottles? Which one are you going with? You going with glass bottles or are you going to do both again?
I got all sorts of
You're
bottles.
Do both again? Okay, that's fine.
Bottles are recyclable, so are cans,
so are
but
cans.
Now we have two types of things. We're covering both of them.
Sounds
the
like
plastic
really
and glass, we
here.
Recycle everything.
Really killing the environment here with all that plastic.
Cans are cheaper. Crazy. That's why they're in the cans because it's just a cheaper quality soda. You put it in the bottle, it's better. It just hits better.
Everyone knows that a can of Coke is superior to the bottle of Coke. Everyone knows that. No one disputes that. The aluminum gets
You can close a bottle.
You can close a bottle.
You can close a bottle.
If you drink a 12-ounce Coke, it's so good you don't even have to close it. You drink it in one sitting.
Say something comes up while you're in the middle of drinking your Coke. Oh no, I forgot something in the oven. Set my bottle on a precarious position on the edge of my couch, but I closed it. It falls over. Nothing happens. Oh, you
flat.
Get up in a hurry with your can. Boom!
Flat.
It's on the ground. It's going to go flat in the 2 seconds you run into your oven? No, but if you set your can there and it falls over,
no,
boom,
no.
You got a
it
big spill.
It goes flat when you knock it off the couch whenever you thought it was going to spill, but the lid was on. You ever shake up the Coke, it gets flat. You knocked it off the couch, it shook, it got all fizzy, and now it's flat.
You just wait till it defuses the situation, but at least you still have your Coke instead of it being on the floor, and now you have to clean it up.
Anyone with the can knows you would never set the can on the edge of the couch. You take care of the can. Because the can is a valuable commodity because it tastes so good. Usually, like I said, you could drink those in like 3 minutes. You just put them down. You don't have to come back and save it for later. But also, if you have a can, you realize, like, look, got to be careful here. Setting it in the middle of the table on a coaster because I don't want rings on my table. Can of Coke. It's a thing. It's beautiful. It's brilliant. The aluminum, so cold, so yummy.
Bottles hold more stuff.
They do hold more.
More product. Usually around the same price. More product.
Not the same price. That's not true.
I'd say it's similar enough in price.
16 ounce Coke over at the Pilot, it's 99 cents, and then you know you get to the 24-ounce bottle, and that's like $1.80. So, you know, I think the value is getting two of the. If you get two of the 16-ounce cans, you got 32 ounces. You know what I mean? You're coming out, you know, 10 cents ahead there. Just for the real Coke drinkers out there, they feel me.
Woo. Can people gotta nitpick over cents?
Just
wow!
You just said it was cheaper. I'm just saying for the real Coke drinkers, we know the difference.
Water also comes in bottles. You want to go back
correct.
To the healthy stuff?
Water also comes in bottles.
You more versatility. More stuff comes in bottles than comes in cans.
Kills the environment.
You just recycle it. use recycled plastic. Look, he's drinking out of a bottle right now. Because he's not drinking out of a can.
They don't make cans of water.
Well, there we go. Exactly.
I mean, if you brought me a can of water, I would drink it out of it. I was chose to choose. I was thinking of soda. Things that actually come in cans.
Could have went beer, too.
It's fine. Could have.
He didn't.
He doesn't drink beer.
I don't drink beer.
Just wasting the cans.
Yeah.
They're useless to him because cans can be useless when you have a bottle.
Okay. That's fine. I guess you got me with not having a can of water. I never thought that was going to come back.
Cam's going to get the win here.
Woo! First time victory.
Well,
coming out hot.
What can you do?
I broke the Cody chair curse.
What can you do? All right, last call on the other side. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Today's last call is brought to you by Kraft Axe Throwing. Use the promo code FANRUN for 15% off your booking. Go throw some axes with the boys. Practice social distancing. Take care of yourself, but enjoy a night out. Located minutes from downtown, use the promo code FANRUN for 15% off. KraftAxeThrowing.com. All right, let's play some Pump the Brakes or Keep Rolling. You won this or that, Cam. Would you like to go first or second?
I can go first.
Oh, that's nice of you. Thank you.
I got Russian soccer player.
Okay. I usually stop on Russian stories. Those guys are always up to something.
My entire life. That's insane. Can I hear it again?
All right. We got a Russian soccer player. We had a video of this as well. Russian soccer player was literally training, and you just see him. He's just on the field by himself, dribbling with the soccer ball. And next thing you know, he gets struck with lightning. Dude just gets struck by a bolt of lightning in the middle of his training. I got it on video. Dude just casually going on about his training session, and bam! Next thing you know, he's on the ground. Apparently, he survived with just a small burn on his chest where he was wearing his chain. But, yeah, he got knocked unconscious by a bolt of lightning. His teammates are all on the side of the field, too. So they all freak out and are, like, running all over the place. They ain't even, like, pay attention when he got hit because they were fearing for themselves.
So you can see it in the video?
Yeah. He missed the goal, though. He could have hit the goal, but he missed it.
Tilt that down a little bit.
You got it.
Yeah. When's he? Oh,
he Whoa. Missed the goal. See, he missed, but he got
Whoa.
Struck by lightning. So,
excuse me.
Talk about being a striker, but he got hit. Yeah, it's crazy.
Rewind that, please. And why are his teammates taking so long to get out there to him?
Because they were freaking out because the lightning struck right by them. So, but yeah,
that looks like a movie. That looks like a. Like, now you see me, like when they do like an illusion trick, like you drop some smoke.
Just a cloud of smoke, and he just, but yeah, he was knocked
unconscious. I thought he disintegrated at first, but I could see his body there laying next to it now.
He needs more training because he did miss the goal, but he did survive. He went unconscious, but yeah, he did end up surviving. But yeah, scary moment in Russia.
Does anything happen to you? I feel like it's a rite of passage in Russia. Like, now he'll get some respect at the bar.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you got into a bear fight? Oh, okay, well, I got struck by lightning. Call it even. What do we what happens when you get struck by lightning if you live?
Well, he only had the burn mark from the chain he was wearing.
So he had a chain on that got
and kind of just like seared him there.
That's cool.
He said last thing I remember was going to practice. He doesn't really remember anything else. But I'm not sure if there's any like bad side effects you can have.
Because it'd be kind of cool to get struck by lightning if
you
live.
Survive.
Yeah.
It's just a cool thing to say. But oh yeah, well I've been hit by lightning.
Yeah, you gotta give me the caveat that I live, and like that's why I was wondering like what the damages are, because again, would be kind of cool if you lived. But
yeah,
I hope he had a cool chain on at least. Like, did it leave like an imprint? Is he gonna have like a burn mark?
It was very spotty. It wasn't like a full like just a straight chain. It was very spotty. So yeah, I don't know.
Doctor gives diagnosis of Zion Williamson.
Okay.
Sports doctor says Zion is, quote, in a race against his own body, meaning that he's pretty much too fat to survive in the NBA.
Well.
Dr. Brian Sutter of Sports Injury YouTube fame has been watching intently and has his concerns. He's in a race against his own body. If you go watch his Duke highlights compared to now, the difference is profound. In my opinion, his athleticism and conditioning have regressed substantially. He's less explosive, less conditioned, slower on defense, has already had a portion of his meniscus removed from his knee after an injury, and he is still under close monitoring from the medical staff. I feel like no one really wants to call it like we all see it. He's trying to reverse a career trajectory that, by the Pelicans' own admission, is worrisome, as evidenced by his, quote, reprogramming and scrutinized minutes. He has had 4 months to start making positive strides, and to me, he's regressed more. When will we finally start to reverse course? Will it be in time before more substantial fitness concerns and injuries limit him and threaten his career? Instead of outpacing these risks, I'm worried that Zion is losing the race.
Oof.
Zion right now, 11 minutes in a must-win game for the Pelicans. 11 minutes in one half doesn't seem like very good, especially because no foul trouble. They are down 77-70 at halftime. What a high-scoring game that is. Zion, 11 points, though, 4-for-4 from the field. But again, only 11 minutes. So, like, yeah, you see some concerns there. How is he not in better shape already?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Like, I feel like he should be in better shape. Okay, your turn.
All right, I got Woman's Dream Comes to Life. Boston Man.
Boston Man?
Yeah.
I mean, like, we got Florida Man. I trust Florida. I trust Russia. I'm going to say we're going to roll on Boston Man. I'm worried about what's going to happen here with him. Was it a racial story? Never mind.
No,
respect
no.
the game. Respect the game. Respect the game.
Target Bomb Plot.
Okay. By Boston Man?
Floor the Man.
Oh, okay.
Sentenced to 40 years for plotting a bomb to bomb Target stores to disrupt stock price. He said, if someone has to die so that I can make some money, so be it. So
he wanted to make money? How was he going
to
make money?
Because he wanted the stocks to go down, so I guess he was...
He was shorting the stocks against the Target?
He was like, yeah, if I blow up a few Target stores,
why
the stocks
Target?
Will drop.
You think
I don't know.
He's like, who can I put a Target on? Oh, wait. I found the answer.
Yeah. He offered somebody $10,000 to place bombs hidden in food packages in Target stores in Florida, Virginia, and New York. And the guy kind of snitched, and so the guy ended up getting arrested. But... Yeah, but he offered money to place them in 10 stores. So, $1,000 a store, I don't think that's worth it.
No! No, it's not worth it. Like, if you get caught as the Target bomber?
Yeah.
You go in history books of bombing a Target, and they'll be like, why did you do it? I don't know. The guy gave me $10,000.
I need at least half up front, and I don't think $10,000 total
is I think you take the half up front, then you go snitch on the guy and let him go to prison for 40 years. That's what I would do.
Yeah, that's probably the best idea.
You get your $5,000, or even like get paid for one of them, then you just go snitch. Like, hey guys, I got to let you know something.
But he actually made like the legit bombs. Like, there's a picture of it. Like, he got a box of like pasta, and he had like built a bomb inside of it, and it was like giving the box of the pasta to this guy. It was like, hey, yeah, go blow up these Targets for me. So, guy is now facing 40 years for plotting that, and they have lots of evidence on him. So he is probably in serious trouble.
If his best reasoning was wanting to make some money, then yeah, like, we got to
go ahead. Motive's there, yeah.
Tiger within 5 feet for Eagle on four, so maybe he can get back to two under here. All right, good show today. Congrats on your win, Cam.
Thank you.
Hayden, solid performance. Good enough.
C average.
We'll work you up tonight. We'll get you there. All right, stay locked in. The Drive's up next. It's Fan Run Radio.